You are listening to Beefcake's Bootcamp, the last stop before deploying to the front lines in the fight against white genocide. Who here has ever heard of phrases like, don't cock block your buddy, or don't piss in the punch bowl? You know, when something's working, don't come over and mess with something that's doing its job already. What I mean by this is we're doing such good work here, guys. The swarm is being so successful at what we're doing that we're starting to see the mantra and mantra topics, white genocide, the double standards leading to conditions imposed on our race, which lead to the destruction of our race. I phrase that so it's phrased just like international law. That's why I keep saying conditions imposed on our race that lead to the destruction of our race. We're starting to see this stuff show up in lots of places, as well as the video. That's the How Whites Took Over America. It's a WhiteRabbitRadio.net production with Horace and Adelheim and Bob and Lord Nelson and all the guys put together this really, really good video, and we're seeing it getting posted around. It, you know, starting to go viral. We do not go into any places that are already discussing the mantra with guns a-blazing. Think of it like this. If you're trying to lure an enemy into a valley so you can surround it, you know, and have it fully closed off, so we can back the anti-whites verbally into a corner to point out how much of genocidal maniacs they are and expose all of the flaws in their arguments, all of the flaws in the rhetoric and in the anti-white propaganda. What we have to do in these scenarios is not go in blasting away with mantra stuff and going in and trying to rip down all the stuff they're trying to say and all that. I know we want to jump into that ring. You know, we want to throw the gloves on, jump on in there and start swatting them around. But resist that urge, guys. Don't do it. Don't do it. Do not piss in the punch bowl. Don't cock block your buddy when he's sealing the deal. He's getting the numbers. He's about to take the girl back to his apartment. And they're about to have a great night. Don't walk up there and say, hey, remember to take your Viagra first. Okay, that you just ruined his night, didn't you? Yeah, you did. You ruined your buddy's night. That will get the muddy boot thrown at you. That's one thing that we've got to avoid doing. I know that when people are discussing our mantra and they're trying to rip it apart in certain areas, you want to go in and defend this mantra because it's the salvation of our race. I know, but don't worry. It is taking its effect on them when they're discussing it. When they're trying to point out spelling errors or grammar mistakes or complaining because some words are in caps, it's affecting them. It is, because they know it's making a point they can't refute. When they try ripping it apart, saying why this is wrong and this is wrong, it's the point is bound to be made on the audience, where some of the people get that feeling in their stomach, that heavy can't breathe feeling, and they realize there's a problem, and they realize that, yes, in fact, you know, all of Europe has been flooded with non-whites. We're not allowed to have any exclusive areas to ourselves, even though Japan can stay exclusively for Asians, China can stay exclusively for Asians. You know, they get it, and they're getting it. When this anti-white goes in and tries ripping it apart, he's just spreading it. Think of it like gray goo. You know that doomsday scenario where there's that stuff that spreads? It's like these little microscopic sized machines, and all they do is replicate themselves, and anything it touches, it just turns into more of itself, whether it's water, air, anything. You know, if you try going into a swamp of gray goo and you try flinging it around, you're just spreading it further yourself, and you're getting it on yourself, which isn't cool. You don't want to get gray goo on yourselves. Well, when our enemy decides to start rolling in the mantra, they're spreading it. It's a window to the truth. You can't show Pete. You can't open up a window to the truth and then try explaining away what's beyond it. Okay? If somebody sees the world from space and sees that it's round, you can't tell them, well, to the untrained eye, it looks round. Okay, I'm referencing something Bob has talked about before. You'll have these people trying to say to the untrained eye with the Flat Earth Society, you know, because they're trying to explain away something that's been pointed out that's obvious. You can't do that. So when they're spreading the mantra around, when they're flinging around gray goo and getting it all over themselves, don't go in trying to spread it further. You don't need to. In fact, part of what we're doing is we are subverting the anti-white rhetoric. We can't just go in and say everything you've been told is brainwashing and conditioning. You know, that's not going to wake people up right away. They have to be exposed to our mantra a few times, and they need to they need to hear it multiple times before they get it. A lot of times, the first time they hear it, they'll have a blank stare on their face. They'll start seeing evidence. Sure, they will. You know, they're watching National Geographic on TV, and all they see is black people in Africa and Asian people in Asia. And then it takes them to London, and they see a whole lot of non-white people. They kind of get it. They go to the grocery store. They see the white woman walking with the four or five Chimericans, like chimeras of different people, you know, the interracial kids hanging off her grocery cart. And you start seeing the evidence of it, and they remember that mantra that they heard because they cannot unhear it. They cannot unread it. And so if someone's spreading it around on their own, what they're actually doing is they're spreading around a message that subverts the anti-white conditioning. One of the ways something that subversive works is it's something that doesn't jump out as obvious. Okay, it's not obvious that it's messing with their programming, but then it comes out later. Well, if somebody is spreading around that message for us, whether they're doing it trying to cut it apart, they're actually doing us a favor. And if we go in to try defending that mantra, we are actually we're tripping over our own laces. We're stepping on each other's toes, and we are actually slowing down the spread of that message because we are making it overt and obvious what we're trying to do when we want that message to subvert the anti-white conditioning that leads to that white titan being okay, that sleeping white majority being okay with genocidal conditions imposed on our race. We want it to no longer support those things, so we need to get rid of that conditioning, but we can't just stop the conditioning. We can mess with it though. And as you mess with the conditioning, they start coming out of the trance. Okay? And that mantra is going to mess with that conditioning. So if you see a place like a daily news site or something like that have the mantra up as some anti-white rhetoric, the new hate speech, and they're putting it up telling people to ignore it and not listen to it, they're basically opening up a window to the truth and saying, ignore what you see beyond this window while allowing people to look through the window. Okay, they are spreading the subversion of their own rhetoric. Let them do that. Okay, don't cock block the mantra, don't piss in the punch bowl. Okay, hey, I know you got the best of intentions. Your heart is in the right place. You want to go in and you want to beat the anti-whites at their own game. You want to fight them in this war of words. You've got the tools, you've got the tactics to win. So you want to go in there and start kicking around the anti-whites in front of that audience. You want to shine that light on them so that the audience can see the yellow eyes of the ghoul. That's great. But if they're already discussing the mantra and mantra concepts, just let the mantra do its work. Let it do its work. Don't get in its way. As it subverts their conditioning, it's doing its job. So don't get in the way of the mantra if they're already spreading it around. There's some sayings that like don't ever correct an enemy when he makes a mistake. Don't do it. If they're making a mistake, don't correct them. Okay? Do not correct your enemy if he makes a mistake. That bears repeating three times. Do not correct your enemy when he's making a mistake. Don't pee in the punch bowl. Don't cock block the mantra. And this also includes, absolutely includes, if any place is airing that video, that How Whites Took Over America. You know, it shows the white people come over and they're spouting all the anti-racist rhetoric at the Indians. The Indians just want to preserve their own people and their own way of life and their own gene pool. They acknowledge there's physical differences, all that. And all these snarky anti-whites do is they talk about how we all bleed red. You know, what do you have against this little girl who is being persecuted in Europe? You know, all the crap that's normally used on white people when we want to know why we can't have exclusive areas to live to preserve our own people are turned around and it's used on the Indians. They're using it as an allegory to expose the hollowness of all those anti-white arguments. Okay, it subverts the message. And a lot of people watching this are not going to get it at first. Okay, they think it's funny satire. Ha ha ha, liberal speak, as they call it. We call it anti-white speak here at Bugs. But to people kind of not in the know, you know, your average Republican who likes his guns and clings to his Bible, as the anti-whites like to say, this guy sees it and he kind of chuckles because it's all the immigration stuff, as he so feels. Or, you know, some of the liberals see it and they think it's funny because they see it as making fun of the way white people took land from the Indians. Some people think that it's just making fun of white people. That's great. They laugh at it. It's political satire is all it is to them. They don't really understand what's happening. Well, here's what happens. After someone sees that video, the next time they hear somebody arguing on behalf of assimilation, integration, and immigration of non-whites into only white countries, and they start using the rhetoric of we all bleed red and race isn't real and we're all fundamentally the same and we're 99% the same, as soon as they hear all that anti-white rhetoric being directed at whites, they remember the video where it was used at the Indians, where it was exposed to them how stupid those arguments are, where a point was made, an important point about all that anti-white rhetoric. They're going to remember that the next time it's directed at whites. It's like, because remember, conditioning, this brainwashing is like a program. It's like programming. You know, when somebody says, can't white people have a place of their own to exist to preserve their people, the conditioned anti-whites pre-programmed response is, there's no such thing as white people. You cannot preserve what does not exist. Okay, and that comes out of there, and that's the next thing that comes up. But when you subvert their programming, what you're doing is you're inserting a new code so that the next time somebody brings up that point, they're about to give that answer, they remember how stupid it looked when it was said to the Indians. Okay, that's how it's screwing with their programming. That's an example. Okay, and I want you to think about that a little bit. How many ways it screws with them the next time they hear somebody bring up one of those comments, but it's directed at white people. So that programming's being screwed with. Well, now, if somebody posts that video on a forum and the people are discussing the video, regardless of what they think it is, if it's a liberal forum and they think it's just Republican propaganda, or if it's a conservative forum and they think it's liberal, whatever they mistake it for, they're not quite sure what it is. They think it's, some just think it's funny satire, but the bottom line is, it's messing with their program. It's screwing with the conditioning. So if we go into those forums and we start blazing away with our mantra and we start nailing the anti-whites and pinning them down so that they can to expose them as the genocidal maniacs they are, we verbally start backing them into a corner. We use these great techniques for exposing anti-whites. Well, guys, that's correcting the enemy when he's making a mistake. You know, do it on any forum, anytime they just want to discuss race, or they want to say anything bad about white people, or say a white country needs immigration and all that stuff, that we have so many targets on the internet. Do not piss in the punch bowl if you already see them discussing the mantra concepts, or the video, how whites took over America. Don't cock block ourselves, guys. All right? Your buddy's about to take a cute girl home. Don't run up to him and remind him to take his Viagra right in front of the girl. Okay, don't do it. So I'm asking you here to continue using the mantra in every place we should use it. We got a lot of targets, but if they're already discussing the mantra or something that relates to it or that's in the mantra, don't go in and correct them. And don't go in and try beating the anti-whites there. Just let them do our job for us by spreading the message around.
All right, platoon, that's it for today's lesson. I want you to go drop the mantra 50 times and report back.